was kind of a bucket list thing. After I retired from my career in climate science, I had always commuted to work right down Rock Creek Park. And then I started hearing that there are people that do some real long rides. And I thought, boy, it'd be fun to get all the way across.
Now, of course, part of this is your career as a scientist. I mean, you're no slouch when it comes to this. You were director of the Global Climate Observing System in Geneva, Switzerland. You were head of NOAA's Climate Observations and Monitoring Program. So you know the data, but on the ground, as you pedaled across the country, what did you see changing in our country?
One of the things was that really stood out was going across the Front Range of the Rockies. This was the first real big high-altitude climb that I had, and I was beat to death by the time I got to the top. There was still a lot of snow up there, but I looked around, and the forests are all dead. It's not just dying or there's some trees in trouble. There are hardly any live trees anymore, and I'd read about this. There's a bug called the mountain pine beetle that used to be killed off by 20 degree below winters, and the bugs wouldn't survive the overwintering. Those kinds of winters don't happen anymore, and the population of this beetle has just exploded. And there are about 40 million acres from Colorado up to British Columbia that are beetle kill right now.
Time and again, you ran into some wonderful people, as you mentioned, as you pedaled across the country. But they didn't necessarily agree that climate change was a big deal. They didn't agree with some of your findings. How did you deal with that?
It's almost like you can talk about the latest big drought. You can talk about what's happened with agriculture. You can talk about the bugs. But there is a certain sense that once you mention the C word, once you mention climate, that in a lot of cases, the walls go up. I'll give you an example. When I stopped in at a motel in Kansas, lady's very kind, checking me in. I told her what I was doing, said I was looking at climate on the way across the country. And she said, "Do you know Al Gore?" And I said, "Well, actually, no." But there was a little light that went off because on a lot of the media, a lot of the conservative media, you know, Al Gore is the boogeyman. And it's like this was sort of how the conversation would get deflected. It's almost like climate is seen as a political issue. And for me as a scientist, it was never that way. It's still about 97% of the scientists agree that man-made global warming is a reality.
What would you like people to know about traversing this country?
An awful lot of what I liked about it is going slow. You can hear that wheat fields make a hiss when the wind blows through them. Out in Wyoming, I remember hearing a caw like a crow. And I was thinking, there are no birds around here at all. This is sagebrush country. And I look off in the distance and there's an antelope. That's the sound an antelope makes when it's alarmed. So to me, there wasn't necessarily a hazardous endeavor. It was a lot of work sometimes and you're out in the weather. But I found running into a lot of these people that would help me out along the way were the things I remembered most.